From the WCVE Newsroom, I'm Charles Fishburne. VDOT has just released a picture from a remote camera on the side of I-64 on Afton Mountain of a mother bear with her cubs in tow looking over a guardrail.
She's looking for the chance to dart across the road.
Ed Clark is president and co-founder of the Wildlife Center of Virginia that cares for injured and orphaned animals.
We've had, over the last little more than a year, well over 40, close to 50 bears that have come in. Half were cubs.
We had last year the most bears that were killed on roads than we have had in any other year.
Jamie Sadecki is Bear Project Leader at the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries.
The bears in this photo are along I-64 on Afton Mountain, where last October alone there were 10 black bears killed.
Bridget Donaldson, senior research scientist at VDOT, says bears are not the only problem.
Virginia is consistently among the top 5 states with the highest number of deer vehicle collisions. So we're studying mitigation strategies to reduce collisions with deer and black bears along highways in Virginia.
The collisions can be fatal to motorists. 2% die in collisions involving a deer, and the Federal Highway Administration estimates vehicle repairs average about $8,400. So VDOT has launched this 3-year study to identify strategic locations and decide what to do about it.
You have to know where the problem exists, be able to quantify that problem in order to assess your options. In some cases, an underpass, essentially a tunnel under the road, works well.
Ed Clark says even then there is no one solution. VDOT hasn't asked the Wildlife Center yet for their input, but Clark says one thing he would do right away is stop using road salt to melt snow.
The side of the highway becomes a linear salt lick that extends for miles.
He says using sand and liquid chemicals would solve that problem. But before it's over, VDOT hopes to have many solutions to a dangerous situation on our highways that seems to be getting worse. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.